And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez. And Brian, you have some big news for us.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to cover this. This is my last show. No. No, I got engaged this weekend.
Yay!
To the girl of my dreams. And so, yeah, it was
yes,
really exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you. To me, but yes. Also to Elisa as
yes,
well.
Yes, it's all about you.
It's all about me. I am very, very lucky.
And we're super excited. So, and I think all 10 of our viewers should actually attend the ceremony.
Yeah, absolutely. Really... Well, my mom and your mom are already invited. So, yeah, the other 8 are welcome to come on as well.
Awesome.
So, moving right along to Generation App. So this is only available to people in the United States. So apologies to the people in the rest of the world. But this is an experience you can sign up for to get basically free consulting, among other resources, for your Windows 8 application.
Yeah, so it's broken down by 30 minutes for design, I think 30 mm-hmm. minutes for development, and then an hour in the App Excellence Labs. And definitely check out the site for full details.
Yeah, and you know, I've mentioned this a couple times, Dan, but you know, as developers, I definitely appreciate now just how much I don't know about good design, but I've been really impressed by the amount of resources that the Windows team has put together around designing great Windows 8 applications. So if you go to design.windows.com, I think it is, you've got tons of resources. And the few times I've had a chance to actually speak to people that are in the trenches doing this, you know, 30 minutes goes a long, long way in terms of helping you flesh out some design issues. So anyway, sure. Sign up for that. It's free and easy to get started.
And speaking of design training, so there's a Windows 8 UX fundamentals training, and you want to talk about this?
Yeah, so this is a training workshop that already took place, but the videos are now all available online, and I think it's 3 days worth of training content. So again, just a ton of stuff in here for people to learn from.
Yeah, and again, all the videos are available online. Mm-hmm. And friend of the show, Tim Heuer. And I should say, Jaime has another version for JavaScript developers, but with their Windows 8 developer camp, they did what .NET developers need to know. And I think this is a great video. And Tim has done a video like this before, I think, even going back to Build. And I think he was talking, I think, as well as TechEd, or the two TechEds.
Right.
But you should definitely check it out for developers who don't think they have kind of the experience or are just looking at Windows 8.
So what's this mean? This is targeted at people that are .NET developers now to Windows 8 as a platform.
Yeah, and let me show you how so much of the stuff you know is perfectly applicable for you to build your Windows 8 application. Go through examples, go through source code,
okay.
All the wonderful things you know about your favorite programming language, Visual Studio, XAML.
I would love to see one that's targeted at Turbo Pascal developers that are considering Windows 8.
There's a lot of people that use Turbo Pascal, maybe something more obtuse like J Sharp.
Oh,
yes.
Ouch. Well, technically that's .NET.
But again, the other one is for JavaScript developers. There's the equivalent video mm-hmm. for what JavaScript developers need to know how to build local applications.
Great. Sounds good. So this is a video that that our friends Brady and Scott Hunter did. Brady Gaster, Scott Hunter. I didn't mean to imply they share the last mm-hmm. name. But this is just them reviewing all of the ASP.NET features that are available as part of the recent VS 2012 .NET Framework 4.5 release. And so there's a ton of stuff in here, two of the best guys on the planet that can show it to you and kind of take you through an overview of that.
Yeah, and speaking of new features, mm-hmm. One of the ones that I think we've talked about before on this show is the ASP.NET Web API. So the idea with ASP.NET Web API, which has RTM'd or RTW'd, perhaps is the right way to say it, mm-hmm. And the bits are available as well for Visual Studio 2010. The cool thing is you build out your MVC project, and there's a template now for Web API. Mm-hmm. You say, hey, what's the stuff that I'm doing? So a Channel 9 API, like list all videos, for example.
Right.
And it does sort of the magic of connecting up to your model and doing the JSON. So the idea is when you're building sort of lightweight, simple JSON APIs to be able to do that. And certainly a number of things that developers can do to customize that. So it's not just wizard,
right.
To go through. So you get to use a familiar format, but just realize your exchanging JSON. So it's really not an application, but rather a service. API okay. as a service.
Okay, sounds good. And then they talk a little bit about futures, what's coming exactly. in the future as exactly. well. So this is one I really like because this is, I think, often overlooked in terms of one of those problems that a lot of development shops have to solve, and that is making sure that the applications that you build can support multilingual applications. And so especially in parts of the world like parts of Canada where you're required to make a lot of your systems available in both English and French, or other parts of the world where they even have more than two national languages. This is really important. Or if you're just an ISV that wants to sell into multiple markets, this is the multilingual app toolkit that makes it really easy for you to do that within Visual Studio and expose everything you need to as resource files that you can easily then farm out to people that are going to write the custom translations for you.
Yeah, I think the cool part, excuse me, is the pseudo language service, which gives you kind of pseudo half translated or what things could happen with your API. So mm-hmm. you imagine translating from one language to another, like a German where a word may need a lot more consonants
oh, sure.
and has weird wrapping, then it's under the button and so on.
Yeah.
So even just that that tool alone is super helpful for people building UIs to make sure that their application would work before you get to the actual process of localizing.
Oh, right. Yeah, we call those pseudo-loc builds within Visual Studio that we make
all
the time.
We're so used to this stuff, but being able to have that language mm-hmm. engine available for a tool, I think is something customers are going to love.
Yep, definitely. So, there's been a lot of talk about unit testing recently, and specifically, how do you think about unit testing in a world where you're working with JavaScript and some of these other kind of, programming languages that you don't traditionally unit test? And so I really like this this walkthrough that talks about how you unit test for WinJS. And so if you want to start writing unit tests for WinJS, this article takes you through how to do that, what libraries you need to install, and how to mock out the various parts of the application that you need to test.
Love it.
Yep.
Love it. Cool. So what is Regex Pixie other than an awesome name? And, we regularly see Regex tools. So what makes Regex Pixie so good?
Apart from the Pixie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much all I had to talk about. But Regex Pixie. I worked with a lot of Regex tools before. What I really like about this is it makes it really easy for you to kind of look at your data set and build Regex expressions that are going to match exactly the right data that you're looking for. So it just looks like a really nice tool. I haven't used it yet, but it does look like it's getting some nice reviews out there and. Would make it easy to do some of this stuff, which brings us to
Picks of the Week.
So this is a kind of an unusual pick of the week. This is a guy who he has a disability that only allows him to move his hands in a very limited fashion, but he was still able to go out and create all these amazing photos, and he did it using 100% Microsoft Paint. So yeah, I thought that was awesome, and of course adds a really neat kind of stylization to what you're looking at there. So
yeah,
so
and this is Nick Singh there. I absolutely love the drawings, and to consider that it's just done in Paint
It's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. And there's also a couple of other videos that he has where you actually get to see a time-lapse view of him actually drawing out these videos. It reminds me of the guy who, if you ever saw the Etch-A-Sketches that this guy would make, he would make these extremely detailed portraits and whatnot using landscapes using Etch-A-Sketches. And he actually got special Etch-A-Sketches sent to him from the company that didn't erase themselves once you kind of flip them upside down, because that's really
awesome.
Important. So yeah, you should check that out too.
Special Edge of Sketches.
Heck yeah. But yeah. It'd probably just turn
for my circle drawing. Oh wow, stairs? Wow, I hadn't thought of doing stairs on an Etch-A-Sketch.
That's, you're ahead of your time.
Creative brilliance. Who does stairs? Look, it's an almost straight diagonal line. Okay, speaking of drawings, see?
Good segue.
Great segue. Kinesh, turn walls into touchable surfaces. So the idea here is there's a couple of different modes. One is a sketch mode. So and this is probably similar to some hacks that folks have seen before, mm-hmm. like Johnny Chung Lee, who did the where he had an IR device and the Kinect pointing at it. Somewhat similar. This is using Kinect and a wall and a projector. So based on the depth, it knows whether to draw or not, and you can select your color and basically draw pictures. So really sort of making it interactive.
Which is really tough to do. Kudos to the guys who pulled this off, because once you start thinking about like just all the different planes you need to take into account to understand, okay, you know, where is the person's arm? Is it reaching forward or back and all that kind of stuff? I mean, Kinect does a lot of that stuff for you, but there's still quite a bit of code.
Oh, Kinect
you need
does
to
everything
write
for them. It's just so easy.
File new Kinache application. So.
Exactly. And then the other part is the interaction. So it actually has things where you tell it's sort of smart, start drawing squares. It does smart detection of drawings. And
just
got
to watch the video. It's really cool.
It has photos, everything. So awesome. And congratulations again, Brian.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.